I was up in San Francisco yesterday for a memorial service for a dear friend, the late Judge Edward Stern, who passed away at age 96. And it was really very well done. And his three children were there, adult children, of course, the lovely Maxine Chesney, federal district court judge, his spouse, and Michael Gaines spoke, Bill O'Brien spoke, and a very, very touching time. But for everyone who knew Ed Stern, one of the top Superior Court judges in the history of the state of California, he was a New York Giant fan from day one, back in New York, was there in 1934 at the All-Star Game, just as a 13-year-old, to see Carl Hubbell pitch. Loved the 30s with the Giants and all the pennants they won and everything else. Came out here, established his legal career. Corey Bush was a dear friend of his, and Ed Stern for years had a lifetime pass to the Giant games whenever he wanted to come. But a mentor of mine, a wonderful judge, tried many cases with him, but just a wonderful man. And he will be missed, but 96 wonderful years for him, and made his mark during the civil rights marches in the 60s. And he was a fair man, a just man, and as they say, the mensch. There was no one better than Ed Stern, one of my dear friends. And as he told me in one of the interviews I did with him, and I know Raf remembers this because we played it years ago, I talked about Carl Hubbell and Sal Magley and some of the great Giants. And as I said, Ed was really just a wonderful Giant fan to the very last. And he said, Marty, those pitchers went the distance. And that was a phrase he used when they would pitch those complete games. They went the distance. Well, Ed Stern, you went the distance. And we miss you. Love you. And I came up yesterday, and I'm very proud to be there as one of the pallbearers, and to Maxine and the family and everybody else, my dearest wishes go out, and I definitely want to let everyone know that who Ed touched their lives in San Francisco as a lawyer, judge, and as a baseball fan. So may he rest in peace.